Whatever your circumstance, you are a forgiven child of God. Be of good cheer today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are here to celebrate best news ever delivered to our friends around the world. Thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, here with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Gordon Motes.
How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, Tori Taps.
That would be me.
And Bill Gaither himself. Where Bill? Bill, you said it. Today we've decided to remember we're God's favored, forgiven, and free.
And all of my guests today can provide a musical thrill. Buddy Green, Booth Brothers, Sisters.
We're going to start the program off with the whole Homecoming gang. Bill, the newborn feeling.
Leroy Amati wrote this back in 1948. Yeah. It's still around. Newborn feeling.
Got a lot to tell you about the Lord today. How he took me in and washed my sins away. Fill me with the Spirit and amazing grace. He promised me a mansion and a resting place. He told me how the angel band would shout and sing. How we're gonna make the hills and valleys ring. Maybe that's the reason that I feel so fine. All my weary troubles have been left behind. I got a newborn feeling welling in my heart today. Because the love of Jesus came into my heart to stay. I never realized that I had lost my way until the love of Jesus washed my sins away. I got a newborn feeling in my heart today. I stop to think about the present day. How the worldly people pass the time away. Makes me kinda wonder what the future holds. How we're ever gonna reach the sinful souls. We can only reach them if we kneel and pray. Try to draw a picture of the judgment day. Live a life before them that will testify. Prove we have a blessing from the Lord on high.
I've got a newborn feeling dwelling in my heart today. Because the love of Jesus came into my heart to stay. I never realized that I had lost my way until the love of Jesus washed my sins all away. I've got a newborn
but Jesus walks my sins away.
I got a newborn feeling in my heart today. Feeling in my heart today.
Tag team bass.
George Jantz, J.D. Sumner, got Jay Kess, and all the cathedrals in there, and the homecoming friends, newborn feeling. This is That's When the Angels Rejoice, Todd, Bill, Adam, David, and Wes.
The vocal band.
Yeah.
At the completion of the Golden Gate, no, the angels did not celebrate.
And when the right boys flew their bird, no angelic shouts were heard.
Shout.
When a sinner makes the Lord his choice,
that's when the angels rejoice.
Now when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, the angels did not dance around.
And when the man stepped on the moon, they didn't sing a victory
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now heaven doesn't strike up the band for any old occasion at hand. It's gotta be a special thing to make those angels see.
And when the first computer was born, they didn't blow Gabriel's horn.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now when the United States became a nation, there was no
Gaither Vocal Band.
This is the part of the program we so look forward to.
Hey!
Speak for yourself.
It is educational of sorts. It is the moment that we have all been waiting for, as Gordon mentioned there. You can brush up on your vocabulary. You really can learn something new and apply it to your daily life. This is the word of the day. So if you know it, ring in. Give us your best guess on definition. Are you ready for it? Here it comes. The word of the day is...
I got it!
Wait a minute.
Premature, I'm sorry.
Here is deleterious. Deleterious.
What? Say it again.
Deleterious.
Deleterious.
Anybody
deleterious.
Know?
Are you talking
anybody
about...
Anybody guess?
Oh.
Much better.
Kevin. Oh, you know, well, how do I even explain this? As popular as Yahoo and Google and Bing, before the search engine, Jonas Deleterious invented the church engine.
Now,
yeah, it was a 620 deluxe big block with a 350 intake, 14 cylinder, 20 ton baby, took up an entire Sunday school room, but could run the church without a pastor. Baptist churches could even run without a committee. Nobody has to agree on anything. Nobody's got to get along. Nobody's even got to show up, and the church can keep going through the motions for years with a solid, steady church engine. That's right. Now, you got to understand here, the price tag was just too much for some, not to mention that no one could decide whether they liked the traditional engine or the contemporary engine better, and so the deleterious church engine was never heard of again. And there is the definition of deleterious.
Wow.
Is that correct?
That's,
I get that right?
Yeah, I know that had to be it. However,
I'm right.
It actually means harmful or injurious. The impact of his words were very deleterious.
Oh, and you hurt me with that, Tori.
I'm sorry.
Let's go to Ireland with all the homecoming bunch.
To say it was wrong.
Everything I touched fell apart until it was gone.
Finally sitting in the rubble, I came to my senses and a voice said, child, let me help.
I said, please do, cause I just can't make it by myself.
Gotta do what a man's gotta do, but he doesn't have to do it alone.
I did it my way, let me tell you, that's a dead end street.
I thought I was tough till the going got rough, and I thought I'd lost everything.
I admit it, Lord, all I got myself was dead.
announcing a trip of a lifetime. A seven-day Alaskan cruise with Bill and Gloria Gaither and their homecoming friends.
The trip comes with ocean views, daily devotions, unique ports of call,
stunning views of wildlife, the Alaskan coastline, and majestic glaciers.
Plus many of your homecoming friends like
Bill and Gloria Gaither, the Gaither Vocal Band, Sandy Patty,
Mark Lowry, Chris Blue,
the Hoppers, Russ and Tori Taff, Linda Randall, special guest speaker Ken Davis,
Jeff and Sherry Easter, Joseph Habedank, the Martins,
The Sound, Gordon Mote, the Neelands,
Gene McDonald, Angela Prem, Lady Love Smith,
Woody Wright, Kevin Williams, Woo. Matthew Holt,
Wesley Pritchard, Shane McConnell, and many more.
The seven-day Gaither Alaskan Cruise. The dates have been set to set sail the summer of 2024, July 27th through August 3rd.
And you can get all the information at homecomingradio.com.
Here at Homecoming Radio, our friend Steve Brown said, the good news is that Christ frees us from the need to obnoxiously focus on our goodness, our commitment, and our correctness.
Here's an old buddy from the homecoming days, Ivan Parker. Good news. Yeah. Listen.
The word was out some time ago. They said that God was dead. But I'm here today to say, I don't believe a thing they said. This morning, been with me all day long, and the good news is the bad news is wrong. The good news is the bad news is wrong. The Lord is risen from the grave and sits upon his throne. Swing open wide the window and sing a happy song. Good news is the bad news is wrong. Well, Mary ran into the room on Resurrection Day. She said, I've just come from the tomb. The stone is rolled away. I know they said he's dead, but he's risen and he's gone. The good news is the bad news is wrong. Is the bad news is wrong. The Lord is risen from the grave and sits upon his throne. Swing open wide the window and sing a happy song. The good news is the bad news is wrong. So many still proclaim today he will not come again. Their words declare their life is bare of any peace within. But there will come a morning they'll discover that I'm gone. Cause the good news is the bad news is wrong. Yeah, the good news is the bad news is wrong. The Lord is risen from the grave and sits upon his throne. Sweep open wide the window and sing a happy song. The good news is the bad news is wrong. Yeah, swing open wide the window and sing a happy song.
Sing a happy song.
Cause the good news is the bad news is wrong.
Ivan Parker on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hey, don't forget the free smartphone apps available at homecomingradio.com or just go to your phone's app store to download today. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound with this old cathedral's classic.
Can he save me?
Could he?
Could he love me?
Would he
take me?
Did he?
Did he really?
Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he, could he, would he?
Did he?
It seemed a bit too good to be true.
Well, there were questions and doubts. I tried to figure it out, but the best that I could do
was to wander around in the love that I found until the questions started answering themselves. Sang and
canny, goody, woody, yes, canny, goody, woody, he did.
Can he?
Can he save me?
Could he?
Could he love me?
Would he?
Would he take me?
Did he?
Did he really?
Can he? Could he? Would he? Yes, he can. He could. He would. And he did.
You could say you don't know. It's necessarily so. Like somebody's early once in a song.
You can think what you choose, but let me tell you the news. The Lord has loved you all along.
So if you're asking again, will the doubts ever end? Simply trust Him and see for yourself.
Sang Him, can He, could He, would He? Yes, He can, He could, He would, and He did. Ooh, can He?
Can He save me?
Could He?
Could He love me?
Would He?
Would He take me?
Did He?
Did He really?
Can He, could He, would He? Yes, He can, He could, He would, and He did. Can he, could he, would he love me, save me, took me really?
Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he could, he would, he did.
Let me tell you what my Savior did.
Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he could, he would. Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he could, he would.
He did.
Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he could, he would, he did.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound.
Buddy Green has been a friend of mine probably for about 30 years, and usually he's here with us, but he's going to be here by recording.
That's right.
This is on one of his earlier
CDs.
Yeah, CDs.
You were going to say 8-track, weren't you?
Yeah. I almost did.
78.
And I can remember when he did it the first time. I think the Isaacs are doing right. The background. It's cool, isn't it?
Okay, welcome, Buddy Green and the Isaacs, all right?
Well, some come crippled, some come lame, walking in Jerusalem just like John. They all come walking in Jesus' name, walking in Jerusalem just like John. Well, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John,
oh, John, oh, what do you say? Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I'm gonna meet you there on the crowning day. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. Well, I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
So, yeah.
John, will tell all my friends that I'm coming home to walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. To walk in Jerusalem just like John. First crossover, walking in Jerusalem just like John. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. Said to walk, 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 walk. Said to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Take it in.
in Jerusalem just like John. To wow, 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 wow. To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Oh man, that was the ever cool Buddy Green on this Feeling Alive edition of Homecoming Radio.
Buddy Green!
And here's a promise you can hold on to from John chapter 16, where Jesus said, "I've told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world." We love it when you check in with us at homecomingradio.com with notes like these.
Letters. I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
And this is from Caitlin. She says, "Thanks for the program full of love and powerful messages. Thanks for the feeling of family and home. Thanks also for giving my grandma some moments of hope in her late years. You're the best.
I have grown up with 50 years of your music. I love every song you play, as in some way, they always touch my heart. Thanks and keep up the good work."
This is from Gordon. Says, "I love listening while I ride. I'm a trucker. I almost crack up at times. Also, just wanted you to know that the Spam Museum is in Austin, Minnesota, and not Texas." Well, thank you, Gordon, for that update on spam. You're welcome.
You know, we always love to hear from you, and all you got to do is write to Homecoming Radio.com, and that will get us. Steve Green was the original first tenor of the vocal band. It was Steve, Gary McSpadden, and my voice was up in the baritone range then, Gordon, believe
it. Yeah, and still is from time to time. Yeah. After about noon.
And Lee Young sang the bass. And I can remember on our second project that we did, though, Gary McSpadden came in with this song, "There's No Other Name. Nobody sings it like Steve Green."
This is a great song.
"Above his name, there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. First and last, beginning and the end. He was the king who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. smallest need he understands. There is no other name. The one who said, I am the great I am. And then he gave himself a sacrifice for man. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus.
and there's no other name but Jesus. Well, today we wanted to help you feel totally, completely alive. I hope we've done that.
Just this reminder to check out homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of these shows online and on demand. Plus, you can find the schedule of Gaither Homecoming events, vocal band concerts, and more.
You can check out our new videos, have fun over at our Facebook page, and you can leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
Guys, we have 30-plus stations in the state of New York. Isn't that amazing? That air Homecoming Radio. We're going to salute WIHR, WLRF, WTHE, and WZXV. V, yeah. We say salute.
Wow. See you next week, friends.
Yeah.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.